The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. Man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one of them he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the one who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. The master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I've made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant, gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant, gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I have got it back and with interest on my return? Now then, take that talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and you will grow rich. But from the one who is not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside. And where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I had the privilege about 40 years ago of going to a very important stadium in Rome, and it was the Handicap Olympics. And I remember about 3 different events because it had been 40 years ago. One was seeing these men in a wheelchair playing basketball. And they really played well. Better than me. No, that's not saying that much anyway. But anyway, baseball maybe, but basketball I'm not that good. But they were really playing well. Then I remember there were the blind that were running the 100. And really fast. And I remember the coach was yelling on the side to one of them on the left because he's about to run into the ditch because he couldn't see. And they were really moving. But the one that hit me most was a Canadian who did the high jump. You ever do the high jump? Okay, you've got a pole and you have to jump over it without knocking the pole over. It's called a high jump. Hmm? Not the low jump, but the high jump. Okay. And this guy did the high jump 6 feet. I'm about almost 5'9", so another 3 inches. He was from Canada, but he had one leg. Imagine, okay, jumping. Try to do it with two legs. Probably most of us won't go beyond the 4 feet. But he jumped over 6 feet with one leg. Then afterward, he went up to John Paul II was there, by the way. That's an important detail, right? And John Paul II was so impressed that this man came up to him after with him in the crutches, and he just hugged the guy. One of the visits of John Paul II, he came to Los Angeles to what's called the Coliseum, the famous stadium in L.A., and they put on a show for him. Now, I've noticed that you play the guitar. You don't have enough time to do it now, probably because you're so busy. There was this guy that played the guitar with his toes. His name is Tony Melendez. Do you ever hear of him, Matt?
Oh, yeah. I know about this.
Yeah. Incredible. I mean, he played the guitar maybe even better than you. Well, maybe not. Imagine someone, how about starting to try to learn to play the guitar with your toes, no? I'm telling these stories because I like to relate it to the gospel of the talents. None of us are handicapped as these individuals I mentioned, no? I could tell more stories, but I think that's enough, no? You might look into Joni Tada Erickson, just Google in and read her story. But that's another homily, you know? What are the talents that we have? And the big danger is being lazy. Yeah. So when you die, you know what's going to happen as soon as you die? Okay, mercy's over. Judgment. Soon as you die, everyone of us, we can't avoid it. Sooner we die, boom, you're going to be sitting in front of Jesus and you're going to read the book of your life or the YouTube of your life, if you like, okay? Maybe you prefer the YouTube over the book, huh? But you're going to see everything you've ever done. It's kind of scary, isn't it? You know, a lot of children here. Let's be converted today because judgment day. Well, I'm just young. I'm going to live to be like grandma, 94, 95. Well, maybe. We can never tell. You could live another 60 years. You could live another 60 minutes. Don't scare me, Father. Well, it's truth, right? We don't know when we're going to die. So there's a Jesuit Chilean that was canonized a few years ago, Father Alberto Hurtado, who said, Mike's learning his Spanish, hay dos lugares para descansar, el cementerio y el cielo. Pick that one up?
Yep.
There are two places to rest, the cemetery and heaven. So, you rest in the cemetery, rest in there. But in the meantime, it's time to work. So, I would invite all of us to examine ourselves in three areas. Because we can't always be doing physical work because our bodies are limited. Up to a certain, and you get older, maybe it's a little bit more difficult, huh? But I would say examine yourself in three areas. Physical work, mental work, and spiritual work. You like that? Good way of dividing it? I think we have to, it has to be a harmonious blend of the three, because we can't be, you know, lifting huge boulders 24/7. At least I can't. No? We have to do some type of physical work. But also, how about mental work? That's what, for me, that's more difficult. Cutting grass, piece of cake, no? Mental work, a little bit more difficult. Huh? We keep cultivating our mind. And spiritual work, maybe even more difficult. Going deeper in our prayer life. So you might examine yourself, where are we weakest? And pray for the grace to be converted, no? California, I noticed there's a lot of teenage girls that have dungarees, blue jeans, and they have holes in their knees. You know why? Because they're praying a lot of rosaries, right? I wish. Huh? I don't think so, no? No, they'll say that they're air conditioned, right, Tommy? Yeah. Well, wouldn't that be good if praying so many rosaries you got your holes in your knees, no? Probably not the case. So today is Saturday, is a day dedicated to Mary, as an oblate of the Virgin Mary. Never talk too much about Mary. And pray the rosary in the family. And I say when parents, kids complain about praying the rosary, you know, the remedy I give, Jim? Don't want to pray the rosary? Okay, we'll pray too. Amen? And Pope John the 23rd said that the only bad rosary was the rosary that was never prayed. So distractions. Remember years ago, I was praying the rosary in front of the Blessed Sacrament, maybe 20 years ago, in front of all the people, and the whole rosary, when I got up, I had a big distraction. I was only thinking, are the Yankees going to win tonight? I think they lost. No? But it wasn't done on purpose. I just had that in my mind, hoping that maybe they're going to win the game. So the only poor rosary is the rosary that's never prayed. By the way, talent, biblically, would be like huge sums of money. It would be like a daily wage for the whole year. So just even the one talent is huge. So Jesus is given the parable of the talents. We can apply that to our talents, physical, mental, and spiritual. So let's try to live out what Father Otavo says. Two places to rest, the cemetery and heaven. Amen? Amen. Yeah.